Thank you for calling customer support. My name's Shakira. How may I help you?
Hi, what's your name?
Shakira.
Hi, Shakira. My name is Michael Gardino, G-U-A-R-D-I-N-O. And I spoke with Rod and I spoke with Caitlin. And they were supposed to send me over, Rod was supposed to send me over an RMA number to put on the outside of my package and on the inside of my package. And I keep checking my email and there's nothing there.
Okay, what's your zip code?
60073.
Okay, may you go ahead and verify your first and last name for me?
Yeah, Michael Gardino, G-U-A-R-D-I-N-O. My address is 658 Cheyenne Street, Round Lake Heights, Illinois, 60073.
Okay, thank you so much for that. So, let's see. Reviewing over your account, I do see that you placed the order for the skincare serum and skincare cream, which is our skincare products that reduce wrinkles and fine lines and remove dark circles around your eyes. So you pay $4.95 and $5.95, which is the shipping and handling to have the product shipped out to you. But there are terms and conditions to the left-hand side advising you that you are enrolling yourself into a 14-day trial. And if you fail to call back within 14 days, then they will charge your account full price for the product.
Yeah, I know. I went through that with two people already. And they both said that if I send the product back, that they would refund my money and they were going to send me an RMA number to send it back so I can get a full refund. And they both told me I can get a full refund, and they both talked about the 14-day trial, which I was not even aware of. Okay. So all I want to know is the RMA number.
Yes, sir. Now, I'm not sure why they provided you an RMA number, because the warehouse is not going to accept that product back. Anytime products leave out of the warehouse, they're not going to accept it back. So I don't know if the previous representative are new and just starting, but I'm going to go ahead and advise you before sending it back. The charges that's on the account is valid charges, and the warehouse is not going to accept that product back due to the fact that it left the warehouse.
Well, if they're going to give me an RMA number to get my money back, then this warehouse should accept it if I got an RMA number, they said.
Yeah, that's what now, I'm explaining to you. I don't know if the previous representative you talked to are new, but...
They both can't be new. They both can't be new. I spoke to Rod one time, and I spoke to Caitlin the second time. They both can't be new. And they both informed me that I would be able to get my money back, and they were going to send me the RMA number. Well, Rod was supposed to send it to me, and she confirmed that it was in the system already to send me back an RMA number. And now you're telling me something different, which is totally unacceptable.
Yes, sir. I'm just advising you, because anytime... What is going to happen if you send that product to the warehouse? They're just going to send it back to you. They're not going to let that product come inside the warehouse. I'm just explaining to you. So if you see another product on your doorstep, you're like, hey, I sent this product off. Why do I have it? As I explained, and I'm reviewing over Angela's account notes. She just said that you called in about a refund and the call was disconnected. She said nothing about an RMA number. But I'm more than happy to speak with my supervisor. Just allow me
a brief moment. That's fine. This company is a scam. It's a scam. I'm gonna. Yeah, I will.
I'm still here. Thank you so much for being patient. I'm just waiting for my supervisor to email me back.
Okay, Shakira. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much for holding for me, Mr. Michael.
You're welcome.
Yes, sir. Due to the fact that the previous rep, you know, made a mistake and told you to have the product sent back, I already explained that the warehouse is not going to accept the product back, but I was willing to speak with my supervisor and see can I apply my family and friends refund for you, and she said that I could. So I will go ahead and issue you a full refund back for both of the products. And your account is already canceled out.
Okay, and thank you very much, Shakira.
You're welcome. Did they provide you with your cancellation number as well?
No, they didn't give me nothing. They just said that it would be emailed to me. RMA number and a cancellation number.
Yeah, see, I'm sorry. I do apologize for previous rep mistake. That's why I was willing, you know, to see if I can apply my family and friends and issue you a full refund back. And I'm able to. So you will receive a full refund for $85.90 and also $94.90. And your account is canceled out. And I'm more than happy to provide you with your cancellation number.
Okay, go ahead, Shakira.
Okay, so it's C as in Charlie, 59, C as in Charlie, 05, A as in Apple, 1, B as in baby, 03.
I'll read it back to you.
Okay.
C as in Charlie, 59, C as in Charlie, 05, A as in apple, 1, B as in boy, 03.
Sir, that's your cancellation. I'm so sure that your account is successfully canceled out.
Okay, now is that the same as an RA number?
RMA number is different, but you do not have to worry about the RMA number. That's okay. You do not have to have the product sent back. I do not know why the previous rep told you that they would send you an email, because that is false. Due to COVID and everything going on, the warehouse is not going to accept them back. So if you can't take the product, or if you can, you can just throw them away. You do not have to worry about sending it back. I did go ahead and issue you a full refund back to your account. Just allow it 3 to 5 business days.
Shakira, you are just absolutely wonderful, hon.
Aw, thanks, you. That means a lot. Thank you. Thank you.
That means a lot you're doing this for me, because I live on Social Security, and I had no idea that I would have to pay that kind of money. I can't
yes,
even
sir.
Afford it. You know, so I'm 82 years old, and I don't think anything like that would help me, and the amount of money, I can't even afford that kind of money. And if I knew that, I would never have done it.
Yes, sir. So, I understand. Making customers happy makes me happy. So long as you're happy, Mr. Michael, I'm okay.
And I'm okay with you, too. Thank you so much. And
you're
you
welcome.
Stay well.
You're
you
welcome.
Stay well.
Thank you.
Thank
Thanks
you.
For calling customer support. You stay safe, okay?
Okay, you too, honey.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.